The rally took place on International Migrants Day, as declared by the United Nations. A UN statement issued yesterday said whole sectors of the economy depend on migrant workers and migrant entrepreneurs to help create jobs. Manny Vayone of the Service Employees International Union says undocumented workers help many firms in Wisconsin, and immigration reform would help the workers.
Making sure that, you know, things like workers' rights to immigrants that are here that are undocumented are protected better.
Vayone says a small coalition from the rally met with an aide to Republican Senator Johnson and stressed that GOP presidents like Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush backed various changes in immigration laws that helped or would help undocumented residents. The reform advocates say a new law is needed next year or more otherwise law-abiding immigrants will be deported. Milwaukeean Salvador Rojas is undocumented and faces deportation after he says he was mistakenly arrested by immigration agents. Through an interpreter, Rojas says he has worked hard and been a good citizen.
Porque ya tengo más de 11 años aquí conviviendo con mi familia.
I've been living here in this country for 11 years, supporting my family. I am not a criminal. I have no criminal record.
In 2010, then-candidate Ron Johnson campaigned on an immigration policy that stressed securing U.S. borders and opposing blanket amnesty for the undocumented. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.